My perceptions of the park have changed over time. I think because of my curiosity and agency in adulthood. So, for instance, I was only really familiar with Tookenee Creek growing up. Then, as I started to explore the park more, specifically being more active on my bike and cycling through and finding that trail that connects to other trails in the city, that's when I started like noticing whether it was there's like this sort of mural arts project that was on the ground, and there were like butterflies and turtles, and you were encouraged to like take pictures by each one, and I just thought that was really awesome. And then also I'd maybe notice signs for yoga in the park. And I think again that curiosity and that agency in adulthood to be able to go forth and explore and spend time in places that called me provided me with the opportunity to learn more and see more and do more in the park. The pandemic really was a springboard for me to be more connected to the park. And it also made me an advocate for the park. So, for instance, I came back from Miami from earning my doctorate degree and, started working in Philadelphia. But ironically, my first day was remote because of the pandemic. And in that space, I rode my bike a lot in Miami and brought my bike back to Philly and started riding in Philly. And with that, with my connection to nature and green space and the importance of it for me, I rode my bike throughout the park. And because I was a bit unfamiliar with the Philadelphia part of the park, but on a bike you can get around pretty quickly, I wanted someone to come with me. And who else to go with me but my dad? So I bought him a bike and I surprised him with it, and it was so awesome when I brought it home. And he was just like, his inner child was just so joyful. He had a mask on, like he just came home for lunch between work, and I could see the joy just washing over his entire body, coming from his eyes. And so, my dad is about to be 65 in December, and I kid you not, he rides that bike with me, and it's such a blessing to share those kinds of moments with him. And for him to even, be in the park and be in Philly and say himself, like, wow, like I didn't know this was here. And he's lived here for quite some time, And I feel like a lot of people have that disconnect for a number of reasons. But the pandemic again gave me sort of the impetus to make sure I'm outside and active, and also bring people along the journey with me.